Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my beautiful sober fam. Welcome to episode 108, bonus episode, because we're doubling down on our recovery with two episodes a week. And this is your double down bonus episode 108. If we haven't met yet, I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, helping you get that sober life you want with an awesome community, a ton of support, and ongoing motivation. We kick the booze to live a happy life and feel better. And all my strategies help you do that in just 10 to 15 minutes a day. I hope you can commit 10 to 15 minutes a day to change your life. If you haven't made that commitment yet, then we may need to have some other conversations first. On today's double down bonus episode, we're going to talk about getting a clear, sober vision. What does it mean to have a vision for your life and sobriety? Does that sound a little too woo-woo for you? Well, I am pretty woo-woo, and you may be shocked to hear that most high achievers, rock stars, professional athletes, successful entrepreneurs, one thing we all have in common is that we have a vision for where we're headed. You wouldn't go on a road trip without Google Maps, so why would you live your life without some sort of map to know where you're headed? It doesn't make sense if you ask me. One of the things I talk to you about all the time is planning ahead. If you're going to a party or a networking event or a family gathering, make sure you have a plan in place to keep your sobriety and anxiety in check. We just talked about this on our last episode too. When you quit drinking, it leaves a lot of available time you have to fill, and you have to protect yourself and stay sober. You should have a plan for how you will fill that time so you don't get caught in the moment with no plan and you panic. If you recognize you have moments in your day that are more challenging than others, you need a plan for how you will cope with those moments and fill in that space so you can soar through it with no sober problem. I think you get what I'm saying. A plan or a vision is important. I asked this question in the Addiction Unlimited Facebook group too. Do you have a clear vision of what you want your life and sobriety to look like? I got some incredible answers and great ideas that I hadn't thought of before, and that doesn't surprise me because you guys are awesome. And if you're not a member of the group, then get your happy little buns over there and join us, facebook.com/groups/addictionunlimited, and I will link that in the show notes, of course. The concept of a vision is to get a little ways out and imagine what you want it to look like. In my business, I do a 3-year vision, right? I map it out, what I want my business to look like, what kinds of products I want to develop, what my team will look like, what kind of marketing I'll be doing, all of those details. Then I can reverse engineer it to what I have to accomplish annually, right? To reach 3-year goals. Then monthly to reach the annual goals. Then weekly to meet the monthly goals and daily to meet the weekly goals, right? You can dial it back and figure out each step of the way. The other thing I want you to think about is this. Who do you want to be? Not just what you want your life to look like or what things you want to be doing or what you want to accomplish, but who do you want to be? I look at the goals I want to accomplish. But when I get down to the nitty-gritty, in order to accomplish any goal, it's about me being the person who accomplishes goals. Does that make sense? If I set big goals, then I have to challenge myself to step up to the plate in big ways to achieve it. That goes for my personal life as much as my professional life. You may not realize it, but you're already doing this in many ways in your regular life. Take holidays, for example. You look down the road, right? Thinking about holidays, planning dinners, gifts, shopping trips, travel, outfits, getting the house ready because family's coming to stay with you, right? Do you need a new bed in the guest room or new draperies or whatever the thing is, right? But you create this vision. You get a crystal clear vision in your head about exactly how you want it to go. The joy and happiness you want everyone to feel as they open their presents, how beautiful your living room will look with your tree and all of its decorations, the smiles on all the faces when they open gifts you spent weeks hunting down, all the boys watching sports together and joking with one another, and the ladies laughing together over dessert and coffee. You see every detail. Many of you do this with your kids too, right? From the time they're young, you're thinking about their outfits and the family photos and planning which preschool you want them to go to or what daycare is best or what sports they'll play and what grades they'll get. And now I want you to think about this with your sobriety in your life. And in this bonus episode, I got a little added bonus. We're going to do a sober vision workshop. We will do a Zoom call and I'm going to walk you through the process. I've made a workbook specifically for the workshop. I'm going to walk you through what you're doing for your recovery now. We're going to do a recovery audit, if you will. Then together, we'll start building your sober vision and what you want your life and your sobriety to look like over the next 90 days or 6 months. And here's what I want you to do. If you're interested in the Sober Vision Workshop, then I want you to go to myrecoverytoolbox.com/108, because this is episode 108, and sign up to let me know you're interested. That way I can send you the details as it gets closer and we set an actual date for it. I know not all of you will be able to make it because of schedules and whatever. And this way I'll just know which of you want to connect with me personally and get your vision in order, and I can keep you posted that way. Again, myrecoverytoolbox.com/108. Sign up that you are interested and I will notify you about the workshop. This will be our first workshop. I'm super excited to do it live with you too. This is going to be good for you if you're in a situation like if you've been struggling with cravings or anxiety or boredom, you know you want to quit drinking. Even though you haven't had any major rock bottoms, you want to quit drinking, but you haven't been able to string together any significant time. Or if you are stuck in the rut of each day you say you're not going to drink, but by evening the committee is winning the fight, telling you to drink, it's not that big of a deal, you can start over tomorrow. If you're feeling alone or like nobody cares, you're lost and overwhelmed, this is where a clear vision can help you. Or maybe you feel like you're missing out. You can't wrap your head around quitting drinking forever. You can't imagine how you will relax or enjoy social events. Instead of obsessing about those fears, let's put your energy into something positive, like building the vision of what you can do, who you can be, and seeing exactly what that looks like. Let's create a plan and fill in the gaps. Build you a plan so you know what you're doing and how and why. Remember the procrastination episode we did a couple of weeks ago? Some of the reasons we procrastinate and put things off because it's ambiguous or unstructured or it lacks meaning. We're going to address all those blocks and get you a plan that you can do easily. We'll keep the vision short and sweet so it's totally achievable and also repeatable. So if your sober vision is 90 days or 6 months, we'll put something together so you can use it again for the next 90 days or the next 6 months after that. But you'll also know how to tweak it and readjust so you can utilize the process over and over and over again. The first thing I want you to do, though, is go over to www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/108 and sign up so I know you're interested. This is not a commitment to attend, okay? Keep that in mind. It's just letting me know that you want more details. No commitment. Don't freak out on me. This is not you signing up for a workshop. I haven't even picked a date yet. Don't lose your grip. I have commitment issues too, okay? This is just telling me that you want more information, right? So I can start to figure it all out and pick a time and all that good stuff. I'll just keep you posted. Then after you sign up, I want you to start brainstorming some of the things you want to see in your life in the next 12 months. And don't get too hung up on that 12 months. We just need a starting point to get the juices flowing. Sit down with a pen and paper and start writing down ideas. Maybe you want to go back to school, be in a healthy relationship, a new car, or a new job. Maybe you want to move out on your own, or you want to buy a new house. Pay off some debt, make new friends. Maybe you have exercise goals. You want to run a marathon. Maybe you want to learn a new language or start building a new wardrobe. Maybe you want to commit to a healthier meal plan or volunteer more. Maybe you want to join some clubs or start working on repairing damaged relationships with friends or family. Just start writing down everything you'd like to see in your life. Don't get caught up in thinking if it's possible or not possible. Just write it down if you want it. This includes character traits too. I want to be more honest, dependable, kind, patient. I want to follow through on things better. I want to get up earlier. I want to be more calm. I want a plan. I want to learn how to stop my anxiety in its tracks. I want to be a better friend or a partner or parent. All of it, just start writing it down. We call this a brain dump, by the way. Just dump it all on paper. We'll sort it and evaluate it later. I do brain dumps for many different things in my life and my business. It's amazing how much things just start to flow as you're writing. And one way I do this too is I set a time limit. Like when I do a brain dump for content, right? I get my pen and paper. I give myself 15 minutes to write down every idea I have. I don't know if I'm going to use them or not, but I write down everything that comes to me in that 15 minutes. It's just the first step. And if I can get the first step done, then I'm more apt to take the next step. And that's exactly why we do a vision. So you can start to see the super simple, very next steps. Then it isn't overwhelming. It's not ambiguous. You know exactly what you're doing and why. And that's what we're up to around here, okay? So jump over there and sign up. This is going to be awesome, a huge step in really getting your act together and getting some much needed clarity on your sobriety and your life. www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/108, because this is episode 108. It's our first bonus episode. I love this. And for those of you who are members of the Inner Circle membership site, don't forget all the great content that went up this month. We have a special audio guest giving insights to the 12 steps. I posted a piece I wrote about my personal story. We had a new super short and hilarious meditation go up. And of course, I love seeing you guys and getting to meet you in our online recovery meetings in the private chat. I'm telling you, I love the Inner Circle more and more every week. And thank you guys for supporting me in that new endeavor. I appreciate you more than you know. And I will link all the usual suspects in the show notes to join the Inner Circle membership, to sign up to be informed about the Sober Vision workshop, how to work with me, all that good stuff will be in the show notes. And again, your thing for today, I want you to do a brain dump, right? Get started on this process. Get a pen and paper and sit down and do a brain dump of everything you want to see in your life, everything you want to do, the person you want to become. Let's start getting some things to plug in to that vision so you can really see where you're going and who you want to be and how you're going to do it, okay? I hope you are having a fantastic day and loving the bonus episode, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.